Perth's hidden treasures.
On ABC Radio Perth.
Hello, Chris Parry.
G'day, Ro. How are you going?
I'm all right. How are you going?
Going really, really well.
Oh, not just really well.
Really,
double
really,
really well.
Well. Yeah, there's a sun out there.
Oh, yes. I am excited. Molly and I ducked out at 8 o'clock and it was beautiful out there then. It was beautiful when I left my house at 5 o'clock this morning. It was gorgeous out there.
So everything's out there today. There's a sun, there's blue sky.
And hopefully there's a coffee van on its way to the Guildford on Swan Rowing Regatta, because that sounded like a bit of a crisis. Of the first world. We're not heading out that way today, though, on Hidden Treasures, are we?
No, we're not.
Is there a river where we're going?
There is a river and there's sea.
And there was a Waffle Club licence there.
Yeah, so interesting with that it was Remembrance Day on Thursday. Mm. So nice to be able to remember the fact that our hidden treasure this weekend is North Frio. We're going to say North Frio rather than North Fremantle. We'll stick with North Frio. Now, they were one of the... They came into the Waffle at the turn of the 20th century. They came in at the same time as Subiaco. Mm. World War One came along. They lost their entire forward line, their ruck team, all the guys in the midfield, a few on the back line. They didn't have anyone left from their community, so they relinquished their Waffle licence in 1915. A few of those guys were killed at Gallipoli, and so they never played in the Waffle again.
Wow. That's, an amazing story. And to know. So were there three Fremantle teams at that stage?
Yes, there were. And I think what it does is it reminds us that soldiers who die in war aren't soldiers for life. They had jobs. They had roles in the community. Yeah. They were the bakers.
They're like playing footy.
Yeah, just played footy on the weekend.
Yeah. It is a nice time to remember that too. Mm. This week.
So there is a memorial down there. That's why we sort of mentioned that as well. There's a really beautiful memorial on Queen Victoria Street, which shows a soldier with his head down, with the rifle, holding the rifle in that position, you can imagine. And the names from other wars as well are on that memorial. But we certainly remember the fact that they lost a lot of young people in World War One.
All right, moving to what else is down that way in North Fremantle. You gave me the clue about the dingo last week.
Yep.
And that really gave it away. The flour mill, most people do know, don't they?
Yeah, we can start with that. It's a dingo, it's a landmark. The flour mill itself is heritage listed, and the famous logo on it was first painted in 1940. Mm-hmm. And Alan Bond did famously repaint it when he was a lot younger. So it was sort of touched up and renovated probably 20 or so years ago, I think, now. But it's always good, particularly in soft light, to get some images of that, even from way down on the beach looking back.
All right,
it's always a great picture rather than getting up close to it.
And there's other things to snap with your camera once you've got your red dingo.
Just across the little street that the flour mill is on. Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish Perth had a giant Frida Kahlo mural?
No, well, I'll be honest.
Well, it does. So once you've taken your pick of the dingo, step across the road and you've got this joyous colour of the Plata Benito mural of Mexican painter Frida Kahlo. So she doesn't smile much in any image you ever see. But once you get inside the building there, you will. I came away with giant, brightly coloured rosary beads the size of crayfish pots. Now, I'm a non-Catholic, so I don't know what I'm meant to do with them, but they look really good.
I can't help you, so sorry. Rocky Bay.
Yeah, Rocky Bay. Actually, I was just having a chat with Molly and she's got some great memories of Rocky Bay that she'll share. Look, it's a deep water bay, so you get a lot of boats anchoring there so that people can jump off safely and have a swim. But up the top, there's a really, really good walk as well. And there's a tree, which we sort of gave a few clues earlier. It's bent over, completely bent over by the winds that roar through there as well. And it's a great cubby spot for kids. And it's a great spot to sit and just watch that boat traffic going up and down the river as well.
We took a vote and we decided we should get Molly in.
Yeah, I lost.
Because I think I might steal your thunder, Chris.
Is it your old stomping ground or your current stomping ground?
My old stomping ground.
Old stomping ground. So you've got memories of North Frio?
Sure do. Yeah, Rocky Bay that Chris just mentioned, we used to call that going to Greece because walking along the top of the cliffs there, it's just, I don't know, you don't feel like you're in Perth at all. It's so beautiful.
It was overseas adventures in the Schmidt household.
Yep.
Greece at Rocky Bay.
Yep, that's
And
it.
Did you ever go down to the bottom and see the cave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yep. So there's two caves. There's the cave that the Woggle used to live in back in the day, and not as far back in the day, there's actually a tunnel from the old soap factory as well, which doesn't go as far back. They've closed it off, but you can get down there and explore that as well.
What else did a kid do in North Fremantle in the day, Molly?
Well, I was there only last year, so I was there in a share house. That seems to be a share house lots of people in Perth have lived in.
Right.
It's a little bit of an infamous share house. It's on Jackson Street. And if you know the house, you know the house.
Yeah, if you know, you know. Yep.
Yeah. It was a great place. It was also a little bit of a little farm in amongst the city. It was quite interesting. We had chickens and two dogs, and I was living with a vet, and she would bring home, you know, injured magpies and, yeah.
Is that the house that's on the corner of Jackson Street and Queen Victoria Street that had a really big gig with about 500 people performing?
Yeah, I might have been telling you about that before, Chris. It is. Yes, there was just after COVID lockdown finished last year, there's a wonderful gig that happens in Fremantle called Yardstock.
Okay.
Where bands play in all different backyards across Fremantle, and the guests sort of trek from yard to yard. And we were the first yard, and I think everyone was so excited that lockdown had finished.
Yeah.
We had 500 people turn up.
Council were okay with that?
Well, yeah, nothing happened.
Nothing happened, yeah. Clearly.
It was on Channel 7 News that night.
Yeah, the chopper was hovering about.
Jeff Parry was out the front. No relation of mine.
All right, is there anywhere else, Molly, before we let Chris get back to his guided tour that needs to be given a plug in that area?
I think it was more, for me, Chris has got all the places you should go, but for me it was sort of a really nice surprise how much of a little community vibe there is in amongst just this sort of weird corner of Fremantle. There were long table Sunday dinners that used to happen along my street. And, I've never really experienced that in Perth before, so it's a pretty great community.
And where Molly lived, I lived across the road, not at the same time. I lived across the road, not at the same time. And it was my first experience of a Verge collection. Ah. And my mate and I went for a drunken walk around the block one night, and there was a table, and we didn't have a table. So we took it home, and it served us well for a few years. And then when we moved out, we didn't need the table, so we took it back and put it back out the front of that house.
Ah, that's
the sort of community that North Frio is.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Good on you, Molly. Thanks for having a chat with us. Where else do you want to point out for us? Where should we head next,
well,
Chris?
Let's stagger off down the road just a short way from where Molly lived and I was close by to Mojo's, which is famous in my family and will be famous for generations of music lovers to come. Not only is it a North Frio institution for live music, but it modestly claims to be the best live venue in the world.
Oh,
and
that's
it's where Matilda Parry first performed as lead singer of Dog Food, an all-girl band formed through a great music program in WA called Girls Rock WA. And that, for me, is what sets Mojo's feet firmly in their community. It's not just the biggest acts that attract an audience. It's about new acts and opportunities as well.
I could spend the next 4 minutes now asking you about Matilda and her singing. Although, Serena told me that you can hold a tune too. So does she get that from you?
Possibly. In a galaxy far, far away, I used to sing on the wine boats on the Swan River. And I tell my kids, I used to be a pop star on cruise ships. And they go, no, you don't. You just used to sing on wine boats.
My brain is exploding. I don't know where to go for the last 4 minutes of this program.
She's got a better voice than I do.
Okay.
And it's Matilda, not Sabrina.
Hey, the three of you could form a little band and come in here and play a ditty for us. Frio Cookster has sent us a text on 0437 922 720. Ro, back in my uni days, we lived in a shack right on Rocky Bay. Used to go snorkeling for crabs and wander back up the cliff to enjoy them over a cold beer. The Phyllis Street days are legendary. Sounds like everyone who's lived in that area, it comes with a certain...
It comes a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
An institution. What have we got left to
go and
see?
Well, you just said the word institution, so I'll give you a quote. I wasn't keen on letting my house go. I'd worked for it. So a lovely old lady by the name of Carmel Mullally, who was on a story for the ABC a couple of years ago, something else a lot of people would be familiar with if they've driven through North Frio is the old cottage that sits amongst all the sea containers in Frio Harbour. It's more castle than the castle. It's not a house. It's a home. There's not a lot of serenity in a land dominated by a Tetris-like skyline of sea containers and rumbling trucks and forklifts. But it is quintessentially Australian that she has refused to give up her house. But it's also quintessentially Australian that the harbour authorities haven't just dropped a sea container on that cottage. It's
so
still
there.
So
we just find a way to work around it. If she's not going anywhere, she'll be right.
We find a way, and it looks beautiful.
Sea containers are a big thing in North Freya.
Over 800,000 last year came to Fremantle alone were processed. So if you're not buying local for your Christmas presents this year, I'd be getting worried because those online orders need to get in quickly because that's a lot of sea containers to be lifted. And look, I'm not into train spotting, but I do like a bit of big industry spotting. And here are logistics in big action, shifting, lifting, scraping and storing.
The strikes are over?
Yeah, I didn't know. When I was down there last weekend, there's just action everywhere. Yeah. I'm beeping from reversing things and lifting, and it's just wonderful.
Where do we need to go? North Mole?
Yeah. Look, do you know why the North Mole Lighthouse is red?
No.
Okay, so port and starboard have colours, and it's for boats entering into a harbour.
Okay.
So port is the colour for red.
I don't have my skipper's ticket, I promise.
There we go. So the port side is your red side. Yep. So the North Mole Lighthouse is red, and it's a beautiful spot to take a big rod and flick in a big fish or just sit quietly and watch that sun go down at the end of the day.
Does sound beautiful. Bit of fish and chips.
Bit of fish and chips.
Food.
Well,
Chris,
all right.
You got sport in.
Port, how about the cafe at Port Beach?
All right.
You can
fine.
Sit there and the view from Port from the cafe on Port Beach, you can see South Africa.
I've got a text from Clay. Hi, Rowena. What were the location details of the Frida Kahlo painting?
If you're heading south towards North Frio, it's just before, probably less than 50 metres before the Dingo Flour Mill.
Perfect. We've almost run out of time. Chris Parry, why is North Frio a hidden treasure?
You can immerse yourself in sea, river, music and mooching. It's worth an afternoon wander that can turn into something else. So you can watch the sun go down at North Mole and then watch the lights come up at a live venue for an act that, if you're lucky, might be Matilda Parry.
You never disappoint. Thank you, Chris Parry. We'll speak to you again. Same time, same place next week.